I'm sure glad to be home.
Jimmy, tell me, do you think the war changed you?
Well, I suppose so. Well, I think it taught me to be lazy. It really did. I found out laziness is good if you don't run into the ground, of course. I used to work all the time, but when I got out of uniform, I didn't do anything for 7 wonderful months except go to parties, drink cold tea, and talk big, you know.
Now, come on. You never talk big in your life. But tell me, Jimmy, now that you're back, what's on your mind?
Not a thing, Luella. Not mad at anybody, not mad at a soul.
You mean you haven't got any axe to grind?
Axe to grind? I don't even have an axe.
But, Jimmy, you must have some ambition.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, the thing I've been working up to is I'd like to break 90 at golf. I'm not kidding about that. It's got to be sort of embarrassing.
90? Well, I've never broken 100.
You haven't, huh? Well, I've got news for you. I haven't broken 100 either. I've been playing ever since I got out of the Army.
Didn't you play before you went into the service?
No, this is the first time. You know, people say to me, they say, a big, skinny fella like you must be able to hit that golf ball a mile. You know, that's a very discouraging thing to have said to you.
You mean you can't do that?
I mean, I definitely cannot do that. You remember the other day when it was foggy?
Well, of course.
Yeah, well, I played 7 holes that day and lost 8 balls.
Well, that must have made the caddy very happy.
Lost the caddy, too.
Oh, now, Jimmy. You look as though you'd be good at sports.
You see? What
I see we'd better change the subject. So answer me this one. Didn't you dread going back to work?
Well, I was worried. I've been away for 5 years. I didn't know how much of the knack of acting I'd lost. It's a skill, you know. The first day of It's a Wonderful Life, I couldn't remember my lines. I couldn't remember my hat size. I still can't. I have to go home and study and study, and before all I had to do was just look at the script and I knew it.
Why did you pick It's a Wonderful Life for your return picture?
Well, first because Frank Capra was directing it. Frank was just out of the service too, you know. He was nervous like I was. And the other reason, I liked the story because it was about the average guy. There are not enough stories about the average guy.
You know, some actors think average guy parts are dull.
Well, they don't have to be. A character who takes dope and beats his grandmother can be dull, too, you know. I think a picture doesn't have to have a striptease act to it. Now, mind, I'm not knocking that, but I just don't think it has to have an act like that to be dramatically effective. I sort of think it's important to be in movies that are worthwhile for people to see and not just something that they go to see to kill some time between trains.
I think you achieved your ambition with this picture. It's a Wonderful Life because it's really worthwhile.
Well, that's Frank Capra's hope. My hope, too. It's the kind of thing I want to keep on doing.
Well, good news for movie fans. You know, Jimmy, I'm about to ask you that inevitable question.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't every interview always ask you when you're going to get married?
Always.
And what do you answer?
Well, I observe 2 minutes of respectful silence.
Now, Jimmy, we've only got a couple of seconds left.
Well, I could say goodbye, Luella. Thanks very much for honoring It's a Wonderful Life with your award. It makes me and Frank Capra and Donna Reed and Lionel Barrymore and all the rest of us makes us mighty proud.
But won't you please give me a message for Dan Cupid? Surely there's something you can say.
All right, here it is. When you hear this tone, it's Jimmy Stewart scramming out of here. Good night, Lou.
Good night, Jimmy.